Bless you, and please be seated. I'm very thankful to our Heavenly Father to have the privilege to share His Word with you, and for just the joy it is to know the Word. It says in 1 John or 2 John that there's no greater joy to know that my children walk in truth. And you know, we've been blessed with such a wonderful fellowship of believers that have seen God's Word live and want to work together to see it move over the world. So thank you for coming today and for the privilege to share the Word. There's probably two areas that I always enjoy studying about. One is the love of God, and second is Jesus Christ and what He's accomplished for us. And I combine those two together. And my title of my teaching today is Confident to Walk as He Is. And we're going to start in 1 John chapter 4. When we got born again, we became a new creation in Christ, that our whole lives changed from darkness to light. And God prepared a tremendous path for us to walk in as His children, and to know who we are in Christ and to know what God wants, His plan for our lives, is probably a lifetime of learning. But we have His Word, and it's just awesome that we can understand it. But 1 John is an epistle of fellowship, and most people, probably the most important thing in our lives is to have fellowship, to have friends, to have people that love us. And everyone seeks to be loved. And the epistle of 1 John is a wonderful epistle of how God loves us and what He's accomplished for us and our fellowship with Him. And we're going to look at chapter 4, verse 14 to start off. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoso shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. And this word dwelleth, it can also be replaced with remains or stays. But it's a permanent thing. When we got born again of God's Spirit, we got incorruptible seed. We became an actual child of God. And that seed can't be taken out. No matter what you do, it's not, you're in and out. It's incorruptible. You have God dwelling inside of you if you confess Jesus as Lord. Verse 17, and this is kind of my theme verse. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. Herein is our love made perfect, that we can have boldness. And that this boldness is the Greek word parrhesia, which means boldness or confidence, fearlessness to speak out. We know God's Word. We have the confidence, the boldness to speak out. And we have the love of God that backs it. Because God is love, and He dwells within us, that we can have boldness in the day of judgment. And the day of judgment is man's day, today's day, right now. Because who's doing the judging now? You know, man is. Man's very critical of everything we do. You've got a million churches out there because everyone's saying, well, no, this is what the Word says, and this is what I believe, and no one sees that. You know, Christ is the head of the church, and we are part of a family. That's what the Word says, and we have to have boldness to speak the truth, to speak the love. But we have boldness to speak because as He is, so are we in this world. And that's a tremendous statement. As He is, as Jesus Christ is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Now, when you have love, you cannot have fear. They're contrasts. As oil and water, they're contrasts. God has given us love. And that love we saw a few weeks ago about the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Well, fear is not a part of what God's new nature is inside of us. So we have to rebuke fear. We have to say, no, that's not part of me. So that we can have that boldness to say who I am. It's Christ in me. As he is, so are we in this world. As Jesus Christ is. Isn't that amazing? That God would love us so much that he would say that we can be as Jesus Christ was. And in the Majera text of the literal translation from the Aramaic, I thought this was just really wonderful. We're going to look at verse 17 and 18. It says, "And in this, his love is completed with us, so that we would have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he was, so are we in this world. As Jesus Christ was, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but complete love throws out fear, because fear is dangerous. Now he who fears is not completed in love." Fear is dangerous, because what does fear do? It hurts us from walking on the Word of God, from being confident, having that boldness, because as he is, so are we in this world. But, oh my gosh, I'm just a person. How can I can be who Jesus Christ was? Well, we have to find out who Jesus Christ was. And this is a subject that most churches don't really understand who Jesus Christ was. Most of them think he was God. They can't figure it out. Well, let's look in the context here. If God says that as Jesus Christ was, so are we in this world, let's find out who he was. Let's look at 1 John 5:5. It says, "Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" Who was he? The Son of God. He had a personal relationship with the Heavenly Father. He had God working within him. He had that seed. He was part of God. He had the seed of God in him. He was not. He had God working with him all the time. Look in verse 12. It says, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence," that same word, boldness that we saw, "the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. He that overcometh the world is he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God." So as Jesus Christ was the Son of God, he was perfect in that he always was obedient to the Father. We could never gain our own redemption because none of us are perfect. And all of us fall short when it comes to totally obeying God's word. So we had to have someone come, and he was a man. He was tempted, it's like we are, yet without sin, because he drew from the resource of his Heavenly Father. And that's who we are today. And when you come across situations in your life, you think, wait a minute, how would a Son of God act? Wait a minute, God's inside of me. Wait a minute, Christ is inside of me. We are more than conquerors in every situation. Let's look at verse 20. "And we know that the Son of God has come and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." God was in Christ. Christ is now inside of us. It's God and Christ in us. You know, it says in Corinthians that if the devil would have known that it would have been Christ in each one of us, he never would have crucified the Lord of glory. It would have been easier to keep that one man down. But now God has a huge family. Everyone that confesses with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in their heart God raised him from the dead, they become a son of God. And they have that relationship with God Almighty. In verse 21, it says, little children, keep yourselves from idols. And Bullinger says that idols aren't just the material things, but things that we look to for help that distracts us from the looking to the living God. Sometimes we think our help is in our finances. Oh yeah, I've got this great job. But that's not going to be the end all. The love of God is the end all. The God who is at our side to take care of us, to take care of his children. And, you know, God could have chosen any type of relationship, but he chose a father with his children. And that's what Christianity is, a relationship of a father with his children. It's amazing. Let's look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. And you know, another thing that a lot of people don't understand, it says the judgment, day's judgment, but it's right now. And it says in 3:1, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And we are. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Now are we the sons of God. Okay, that kind of helps that today's judgment. Now are we the sons of God. Right now, as we got born again, we became a child of God. And doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. What did Jesus Christ do? Look at verse 8. Says, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. He's rendered the works of the devil paralyzed in our lives. We have the authority to use the name of Jesus Christ and have that strength of what he accomplished for us. Look at verse 16 of chapter 3. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Verse 21, beloved, if our heart condemn us, remember there's no fear in love. Condemn us, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence in that same boldness toward God. You know, Adam and Eve had a wonderful relationship. Everything was perfect. They could walk and talk with God. But once they disobeyed God, their first reaction was fear. They hid themselves from God. That's the one thing that the adversary will try to do to us, to put fear in our lives. And when we have confidence, and we gain that confidence through a knowledge of his word and through a relationship with the Heavenly Father, we can come boldly before the throne of grace and ask for help in time of need. Anytime. 24/7, we have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Verse 22, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Now, we can ask him to help us figure out a teaching. One of the great things about Women's Fellowship Friday was Katie asked God, okay, what do you want me to teach? She was told to teach, and Jan said, whatever you're inspired to teach. So you know what you have to do when you need to be inspired to teach? You have to ask God. Okay, this inspiration doesn't come from watching TV. It comes from asking God, okay, what do your people need to hear? And I did that too. I said, okay, Father, what do you want me to share? And I think if we can realize how important our lives are, that as he was, so are we in this world, we have a relationship with the Heavenly Father that is greater than anything that will ever happen in our lives. And we need to utilize it. Appreciate it. Just like Mike ministered to that woman. He had such great love and compassion to just, would you like me to pray for you? That's what we're here for, to take care of each other, to love with the love of God, and to have that power and authority of the name of Jesus Christ. And he is our brother. It's just amazing that he would do that for us. And we have unconditional love for one another. It's not what you did for me or what I've done for you. It's because of God and Christ in you that I love you. You know, one thing that got Jesus in trouble was he told the Pharisees that the reason he did everything he did was because the Father was with him. And they didn't like that. Let's look at John chapter 5. And people will think, what gives you the right to stand and to speak God's word? Well, we have boldness because we know the truth. That's what gives us the right. We have boldness because the power is within us, and what can we have to say what we see and hear. In Acts, they said, we can't but speak the things which we have seen and heard. They said, you have to quit speaking in this man's name. You know, you can't. You have to quit ministering. Well, they said, no, we don't. We listen to God, not to men. The apostles, or the book of Acts, they had the boldness because they walked by the Spirit. The acts of the Spirit. John chapter 5. This is a wonderful account. We're going to start in verse 15. There was a man that had an infirmity for 38 years, and Jesus ministered to him. And the man departed, verse 15, and the man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. Can you imagine him doing something like that on the Sabbath day? Well, listen what he says. But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. He called God his Father. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with him. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. Verse 27, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Verse 30, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. Isn't that awesome? Verse 36, But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. Jesus Christ never did anything of his own. He only did what the Father instructed him to do. He knew at the age of 12 that he must be about his Father's business. He didn't say the sir's business or the master's business. He knew he had a relationship with the Heavenly Father. He was his Father. That's the relationship we have today. God is our Father. We have the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. We have the ability to deliver people, to reconcile people back to God. You know, Jesus Christ healed because it was the will of the Father. He becomes our healer after he took on all of our sufferings and sicknesses and disease. By his stripes we were healed, and that's what we claim. That's really wonderful. But we have to recognize that we have a personal relationship with God Almighty. What did Jesus... Let's look at Acts chapter 10. So as he was in this world... Who are we? Sons of God, with the power of God and Christ in us. Acts chapter 10, verse 38 is kind of a summation of Jesus Christ's ministry. It says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God was beside him all the time. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he asked, he called God Abba. And Abba is a tremendous term. It means daddy, daddy. It's a personal relationship. He said, if this cup should pass from me, it would be great. But if not, then thy will be done. And it says in Hebrews that for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross because he could see beyond that. He knew from the scriptures what he had to do. And he knew that God, his Father, was with him. Let's look at Matthew chapter 26. Matthew 26, verse 50. And this is the confidence that Jesus had. Verse 50, it says, "And Jesus said unto them, Friend, wherefore art thou come? And they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword, and struck a servant of the high priest, and smote off his ear. Then said Jesus unto him, Put away thy sword into this place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels, 72,000 angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be?" Now, Jesus knew that his Father could deliver him, that his Father would always support him, that he could have had called out and said, you know, help me. He could have sent 72,000 legions of angels to take him away from these Pharisees. But he did what he did because he says that the scriptures had to be fulfilled. The scriptures are fulfilled in our lives today when we walk boldly and confidently on God's word. We walk as he is, so are we in this world. Let's look at Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 10 says, Since indeed Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. We are made whole, quickens our mortal bodies. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. Since ye live after the flesh, ye shall die, but if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of sonship, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. No, we have not received the spirit of bondage to fear. We have nothing to be afraid of. We have been taken from death into life. We can rejoice. Says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. There's nothing that can stop us from being free. If those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That's who we are. And if you, Let me read again. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, sonship, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And we can cry, Daddy, Daddy, any minute of the day. Just climb into his seat, in his lap, and say, you know, I'm so thankful for my life. I need strength here. What do you want me to do today? It says that Jesus many times got up early in the morning and prayed to his Father. You know, desires a relationship with us. Verse 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. So Philippians says that we have the power of the name of Jesus Christ to bring deliverance, that we have this wonderful relationship. And I just wanted to share a little glimpse of, as he was, so are we in this world. You think about every day, who am I? I am a son of God with all power. And that's what I wanted to share with you today. So God bless you.